This is Apollo Saturn launch control at 58 minutes, 56 seconds and counting. We're into the last hour of the Apollo 12 countdown, and with the exception of that weather front that we're keeping a close eye on, all still going well with the countdown. The crew at the 320-foot level is ready to depart from the White Room on call. They've performed all their final checks. In the meantime, here in the firing room, we've completed some of the launch vehicle final telemetry checks, and astronaut Pete Conrad, still working with spacecraft test conductor Skip Chauvin on the final guidance and control checks. These are final refinements of the instrumentation used for that stabilization and control system and the guidance and navigation system that is vital during the time of flight that the astronauts are in space and, of course, in lunar orbit. Our testing is going well. We understand that the rain line on this weather front is probably about 8 miles west of us, and we're just going to keep a close eye on it as the countdown proceeds. In the meantime, the Vice President of the United States now has arrived in the firing room, and we understand the President of the United States, Air Force One, his aircraft is now in the area, and the President is expected to land shortly. Our countdown still proceeding. We're still aiming toward 11:22 a.m., keeping a close eye over our shoulder to the northwest for that weather front to see whether it will have any effect on our launch attempt here at the opening of the window. We're now at T-minus 57 minutes, 22 seconds and counting. This is launch control.